Hello and welcome. This is Samira Kelly, and today we're going to explore the profound connections between us and the unseen realms that guide us. We'll dive into the sacred practice of shamanic journeying and how we can use it to heal and to understand ancestral issues. By healing our ancestors, we're looking to heal ourselves. And so I want you to imagine this. Imagine that you're walking through a dense, ancient forest. The air is thick with the scent of moss. You can feel the earth beneath you. And each step forward takes you deeper into a world where time seems to stretch both backwards and forwards. This forest is not just a place of natural beauty, but it really is a metaphor for shamanic journeying, a spiritual expedition to the deeper parts of our soul, to the hidden realms of our ancestors. A shamanic journeying, for those of you who are not sure of the term, is a type of meditation. It is often guided by the steady beat of a drum, and this steady beat allows for those who participate to enter an altered state of consciousness. It's really profound. And so in this state, we can access spiritual guidance, we can receive healing, we can receive wisdom. It is much like tuning into a radio frequency that connects us to broadcasts from the spiritual, from the ancestral world. As a practice, it's very safe and truly extraordinary. And so the question comes, why do we want to connect to our ancestors? And here's my answer. Imagine that you're reading a book, but the first few chapters are missing. You can understand the story somewhat, but there's a depth and context that is lost. And our lives are much like this book. We live our chapters, but the opening sections, those sections that are lived by our ancestors, those sections that laid the groundwork for our narrative, are missing. Understanding their joy, their struggles, their hopes and dreams, and most importantly, their life patterns can provide such insights, can help us resolve lingering issues that have been trickling down from one generation to the other. And so the question comes, how does a shamanic journey help us heal? And so here's an example that will help you understand this at a deeper level. So picture a tree. A strong, sturdy, beautiful, tall tree. And this tree represents you. And the branches are your life's many paths. The leaves are your experiences. And now consider the roots. They go deep into the ground. The roots are unseen, but they draw nutrients. They draw water. And of course, sometimes those roots encounter toxins that can affect the tree's health. When we do a shamanic journey, we are exploring the roots. We are exploring the ancestral lines. Just as a gardener tends to the soil to ensure the tree thrives, the shamanic journey allows us to identify and heal the ancestral wounds, to clear any toxins that we don't want in the soil, don't want affecting our roots, that might be influencing our life, whether unknowingly or knowingly. And maybe this could be a pattern of scarcity. This could be a pattern of fear of loss, a grief that has been passed down. So whatever it is, the goal during a shamanic journey is for us to enter this trance-like state and to clear the soil, to connect with our spiritual guides, with our animal totems, to direct the spirit of the divine to clear and heal, for us to connect with our ancestors, to understand better, to receive their wisdom, to honor them, to help them heal. And so in a way, we are allowing ourselves to dive into the legacy of who we are, the wisdom to clear old wounds and to let go of that which we do not want to be impacted by. And for example, you can think of somebody who is experiencing a sense of loss and the deep-seated fear of loss, and that affects relationships. And so through a shamanic journey, she would go to the origin of that fear, connect with her great-grandmother, the suffering that she experienced, the loss that the great-grandmother experienced. And by being able to have this inner emotional, inner world experience, we're letting go of that fear. We're offering a healing to the ancestor. And by doing that, we're healing the lineage, because not only does it help clear their path, because please understand, the past is not done and over with. In the quantum field, this experience of the great grandma is alive, it's vibrant, it's happening now. So our healing is a very real offering that we are doing and providing the great grandma. And from her point of view, she may consciously recognize the healing from her great granddaughter. She may simply see it as an answered prayer. She may simply wake up from a dream. And as we know, a dream can change the lifetime and of a person to a significant degree. And so she will wake up centered and healed and optimistic, not knowing that it was this healing offered by her great-granddaughter in a shamanic journey that she benefited from. So the healing that we offer is not just something we do in our imagination. It has profound impact in the quantum field throughout time, throughout dimensions. It's a very real experience. And so, of course, as we heal great-grandma's experience, the lineage is now healed. We are now the recipients of a different energy. We are now the recipients of wisdom rather than fear, love rather than fear, being flown down this lineage. So as we offer our ancestors love and healing and transformation and soothing and kindness and light, we get to heal ourselves, right? And so this idea that time only flows forward, no, in a shamanic journey, we're using the fact that the time is simultaneous, that time flows backwards and forwards and sideways too. We're using this as an opportunity to create a multi-layered transformation, to clear the patterns, to clear the stories. It's truly a profound experience to clear the legacy, so that we are free. And if this excites you, if this sounds interesting to you, if this is something you would like to experience, I invite you to join me for a shamanic journey. it through time and space for us to offer healing to our ancestors and heal ourselves. I look forward to seeing you during the class. It will be a profound experience. And I really look forward to us lifting burdens from ourselves, from our ancestors, and truly creating a multidimensional, multi-layered ancestral healing. I love you, and I will see you inside the class.